Gentlemen, boys and girls, what is going on? My name is Justin. This is Sports, Sales, and Coffee, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy day, allowing me to enter your ear holes and tickle that beautiful brain of yours with a little bit of information, a little bit of knowledge, and even some motivation that will hopefully help you reach and exceed your sales goals so you can absolutely dominate the industry. If you enjoy what you're listening to, and I really hope you do and you are, it'd mean the world to me if you could like, subscribe, and comment to wherever you listen to the podcast. If you can continue what you're doing, which is telling a friend to tell a friend, you've been telling your coworkers, your employees, your friends, your titans of industry, of other people in this industry about the podcast that's been growing. It's all because of you, so thank you, thank you. Thank you. And then I'd love to be friends ourselves. Follow me on social media at Sports Sales Coffee on Instagram, Facebook, and on TikTok at SSC underscore podcast on Twitter, Sports Sales and Coffee on LinkedIn. I somehow thought I was going to forget that. Or hit me up on email, sportssalescoffee@gmail.com. Make sure to slide into my DMs, let me know your thoughts, your feelings. If you have an idea for an episode, if you have any questions or want to chop it up, I would love to chat with you, kind of go back and forth or anything. Or if you want to try to play some video games with me, the handle is at jphil-2103. I'm on PlayStation. I also started playing Fortnite, which I'm not embarrassed about because Fortnite is real, real fun. I started playing probably like 2-3 weeks ago. I started playing with my 9-year-old nephew. I felt really bad. You know, the quarantine's been kind of tough on him, and we've been playing some other games, and he plays Fortnite, so I said, I'll download it to play with him. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. Like, I'll you know, it'd be a game. I don't care. I'll just play with him. Yeah, I got addicted to it for a little bit. Like, it's real fun. I'm not good. I am not good, but it is a fun time. And also, he's 9. He's better at the game than me, so he beasts on me, and it's just very, very funny. So it's a good time. That's what I've been doing. I'm a loser. I'm 12. I get it. But if you also are 12 or 13 and you want to play some Fortnite, hit me up. I'm down with it. It is what it is. But yeah, you know, I hope everything is going well. I hope everyone's staying safe and everything. I really wanted to make this podcast because a lot of things this week have kind of come out. One of them being that there's no minor league baseball season. So if you're an affiliate baseball, you don't have a season. You just don't. 160 teams, no baseball. If you're a collegiate team, I think you still have it. Or you might be up in the air, maybe doing this without fans. I mean, NBA looks to be coming back, but they're not going to have fans. So it's a really tough spot for us right now. And I think it's also a tough spot. I've seen some, you know, some colleges, they've canceled their seasons, and they, you know, they might not do fans, and they're doing social distancing, and it's a very, very tough time to be in the sports world. So I want to make this podcast to really kind of emphasize of you can control what you can control, and you can't stress about things that you can't control. And I'll just talk about some of my, like, my experiences in the past and kind of how I'm putting it in my head and what I'm going through. And at the end of the day, I hate it. I hate it when I see someone on LinkedIn that they lost their job due to COVID. That, you know, finally Major League Baseball said we're not playing, or Minor League Baseball said we're not playing, so now teams are cutting their front office. And or Major League Baseball has cut some of their offices, or some of, they've done this. And I just want to emphasize that it's a shitty situation right now. and it's gonna feel like your world is closing in on you, and there's and that you've done something wrong, and that you weren't good enough. That's not true. You got dealt a shitty hand. But what you can do is you can rebound from this. You can get better from this. When I got fired, the first time I got fired from selling office supplies, I was the only one. And I know that this is a very different situation because I made the mistake. You got fired because it was out of your control. They downsized, which is terrible. But when I got fired, I felt terrible. I felt like I was worthless. I felt like sales was not my thing. I tried to blame other people for my issues. I remember I called my dad the night I was crying. I was just so devastated that someone told me I wasn't good enough, that I was done. And I didn't understand how to process that. And it took me a while to process that and understand and look to see and everything. But looking back on it, it was one of the best things to happen to me. It was one of the best things for me to quit or, you know, kind of get fired, kind of get, you know, give my 2 weeks when I was selling uniforms. It was one of the best things to happen to me looking back on it. And yes, there's been some time. It's been about, you know, 8-9 years since I've done that. But it was the best thing to happen to me because the skills that I learned, I was able to get into the sports industry and I was able to kind of create this podcast. I was able to, you know, move around because you take things that you've learned from different people and you put them together. So I don't want you to get down on yourself. You will get another opportunity. And you know what? And let's be realistic. It might be an opportunity that's not in sports. And in 5 years, you might look back and say, you know what? This was the best thing to happen to me. COVID happening to me and me getting let go was great because I was able to get into this XYZ corporation. I was able to move around. I found my niche. I was able to expand my role. So I don't want you to get down on yourself if shit hits the fan and you get let go. I don't want you to get let go. I don't want you to think that I want you to get let go. No one should get fired. I mean, some people should get fired. But I'm not saying, like, I don't want you to get fired. I don't want you to get let go. But if it happens, it's not the worst thing in the world. You can rebound from this. You can get better. You can get stronger. You can be more dominant, and you can keep on moving forward. I'm in that same boat. Do I have a little fear for my job? Sure. Of course I do. There's no, like, you know, Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball are talking. We don't know if there's going to be a schedule put out. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know, you know, are the leagues going to be dissolved? Are teams going to be up in the air? Like, nobody knows. But I can't control that. I can't waste my mental headspace, and I can't get into that feeling of, oh no, oh no, oh no, for nothing to happen or something to happen, because I can't control it. I'm not the minor league baseball commissioner. I don't sit on the board. I'm not an owner. I'm a guy who gets paid by a minor league baseball team to sell. I can't stress on what's going to happen with the CBA. I know it's not called the CBA, but I'm going to get stressed out about the talks between Major League and Minor League Baseball. Can't do it because it's going to affect me personally at a local level, like with my family, and I can't allow that to happen. So I have to keep doing my job, keep trying to do my best, keep trying to put the, you know, projects in front of me that I can complete and just show, you know, my strengths and still kind of, you know, keep going. That's what I need to do. I can't control that, but what I can control is my attitude, my outlook, my work ethic, my drive. You know what I mean? I can work on my plan. I can work on myself. I can show up on time. I can have effort. And those things are important. Those things that you can learn. And then what I think we all learn, that those are so, so important about those traits, is when you can keep driving and you're not getting stressed out about it. You're not trying to control things that you can't control. If you get let go, you can't control that right now. You just can't. They just cut. They're just cutting staff, which I think is terrible, but you can control how you have the outlook on it. You can take that and say, you know what? I am now going to punish them for letting me go. I'm going to turn myself into the best damn sales rep of all time. And when they look back and they say, we made a mistake. Damn right you did. Use that as motivation. Control that emotion. And then put that emotion into positivity of making yourself better. I'll tell you what. So the office supply company that I worked for, that fired me, when I came and served for the baseball team, they were a sponsor. They weren't my sponsor. I didn't really associate with them, but they were there. And I just remember my GM would say, my old sales manager would kind of call and be like, hey, how's Justin doing? And every time, my sales manager would always say, he's killing it. I want to thank you for letting him go. I want to thank you for letting him go. And that made me feel great. That made me feel great. It was awesome to hear that, of that, you know, someone else's trash is someone's treasure. Or what does the saying go? Yeah, someone else's trash is someone's treasure. That was the case. I was their trash. They kicked me out. I came over here. I became a treasure. I'm not trying to talk myself up, but I'm just saying with the whole talk. But it's, that's what happened. And I was able to grow and be better and change. And, you know, it was a kick in the pants that I needed. So try to look at this positive. Control what you can control. Your attitude is one of the biggest things. And I talk about this a lot. I talk about this a lot on the podcast because I'm a really big believer in it. If you're looking for something negative, if you're looking for something bad to happen, you're going to find it. You're going to find it. And I know this because I was in that headspace. I was in that headspace for a couple of years, and it's not good. It's not good. But if you're looking for the positive, that this is a new chapter, I'm going to get another job. I'm going to get into another industry. I am going to dominate. What I learned from the XYZ company that let me go, I'm going to bring to the ABC company, and I'm going to be a dominant force. You know what I mean? So control what you can control. Control your little world. And then build on it. And get going. Because I don't want you to be in that negative headspace. I don't want you to think this is all your fault. I don't want you to think that, oh, you're not good at sales and this isn't your thing. Because that's what I was. When I got fired from Office Supplies and the GM told me, hey, Justin, I don't think sales is your thing. That stung. I felt that was super unprofessional. I wanted to punch him in his face afterwards when it kind of sunk in of what he said. And I used that to be a driving force. Of a driving force. Because he said that. Because he was a dick. And I've used that. I've taken that negative and I've turned it into a positive, and that's been my drive for a while. Now, it's not my drive anymore. I don't really care. But back then, for me to maybe put in that extra kind of, you know, that extra kind of work, that extra kind of effort, that was the quote. Hey, Justin, sales isn't your thing. Screw you, pal. Sales is my thing. I do love sales. I love sales. I just failed it for you. But let's go. I can do this. I can do this. So control what you can control. And I think that's just a great quote, or whoever said it. It's focus on what you can control, because it's also going to, smaller, it's going to make your world smaller. If you're trying to fix the world's problems, and I'm saying this as the world is like is your industry, if you're trying to fix those problems and you're at a lower level, like we are, we're not owners, we're not commissioners, we can't do that. We can't do that. So it's a waste of our time. Focus on ourselves, make our world smaller, focus on that, make that the best, and then slowly grow that. That's the analogy I'm going to use. I hope you enjoy it. But that's it. This is a quick podcast. It's probably only about under 15 minutes. Now, if I say that, I'll probably ramble on for another 7 minutes. But I just want to make sure that I'm pushing this factor, that you can control what you can control. And anything else, some things that are out of your control that you cannot control, don't worry about it. Sure, it's okay to get sad. You know, it's okay to get sad. I got sad when minor league baseball canceled the season. I was, you know, I knew it was coming. I saw the writing on the wall that it was going to be there. But then for that to officially happen, sucked. It stung. It hurt to know that I don't have a season, that I can't entertain fans, that all my heart, and this is really what it was, all my hard work for the off season of selling those accounts and building up promotions and theme nights and trying to make, you know, 2020 season the best I can make it, was for nothing because we don't have it. So now I have to take all those ideas. Hopefully now I can build on them and make 2021 the best. I can take all those sponsors, roll them to 2021, and make it even better and get new ones. So my flip on that and controlling what I can control is now I have an off season that is about 175 days or 275 days. I mean, 275 days of off season, the longest off season I've ever had. Ever had, ever will have. So I have 275 plus days to sell as much as I can. I put it on LinkedIn, and at the end of it, I said, "Hey, this is a friendly warning. I will call you. Like, you will be hearing from me. If you read this post, you will hear from me. I got 275 days. I gotta fill it. Let's go. And that's my positive. That's what I'm controlling. What I can control. I'm controlling what I can control. And sure, does me in September make me a little nervous? That maybe I might be furloughed or something might happen if there's no schedule and there's no plan for 2021. If Major League and Minor League can't come to an agreement, just things kind of get put on hold. Sure, that does scare me a little bit. And it's okay to be a little scared by it. I'm not going to let it consume me. I'm not going to let it take my thoughts and take what I can do away from me because I'm too worried about that. I'm going to control what I can control and I can continue to move forward. And with that said, that's what I got. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope this made some sense for you. I know it was a lot of rambling. I know it was a lot of talking. But it's a lot of talking. It's a podcast. I'm a dummy. But, that's what I want to say. You know what I mean? Control what you can control. Don't let yourself get into a negative headspace on things. And it's okay to get sad. It's okay to get mad on things. But don't let it fester. Don't let it sit there and build so it takes you out of your... It takes you out of your game. Don't do that. Looking back on things, hindsight is always 20/20. You might want to change some things that you've done, but looking back, you might realize a very tough time for you was the best time because it made you grow. It made you better. That's what happened with me. That's what I think will happen to you. That's what I think that happens with a lot of people. So when you're in it, it sucks. But looking back 2-3 years, you're like, you know what? That was the best thing that happened to me. Say when you break up, you know, with your significant other. Usually, at that time when it happens, you're like, this is terrible, this is the worst. He was the best, she was the best, I was, you know, blah, 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 blah. Then you look back 3 years, like, oh, man, thank you for getting me out of that. That was terrible. Because you found someone new, you found someone better. You know what I mean? That's what happens. You're just like, oh, thank God I'm out of that. It is what it is. It is what it is. So control what you can control. Let everything roll off your back. If you cannot control it, don't let that sit and fester and get you in a negative headspace. And just dominate what you can dominate and just absolutely kill it. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate the shit out of you. You've been telling your friends, your coworkers, and everything about the podcast. And it's growing. And it's all because of you. So thank you so much. I'm recording this on July 3rd. If you're going out for July 4th, if you're going to be on a boat, be safe. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Don't drink too much. Don't drink and drive. All that jazz. That's the Justin father coming out of me. Make right decisions, but have some fun. Do that. Keep your circle close. The pandemic is just, it's still here. It is what it is, but put a mask on. Damn, just put a mask on. That's what I do. It's just like 5 seconds. Whoop, whoop, whoop. But we'll do that. But thank you so much for listening. I appreciate the shit out of you. Let's be friends. Follow me on social media at Sports Sales Coffee on Instagram, Facebook, and on TikTok at SSC_podcast on Twitter. Sports Sales and Coffee on LinkedIn. Slide in my DMs. Let me know your thoughts, your feelings, or hit me up on email, sportssalescoffee@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and comment to wherever you listen to the podcast. It'd mean the world to me if you could, you know, jam that like button, leave a comment, and then smash the subscribe button. It'd be great. I guess it helps with the algorithm. That's what people tell me. That's why I say it. And it is what it is. But until next week, have an absolutely great 4th of July. Have a great weekend. Have some fun. And stay up. And if you have the chance, I know you're going to have the chance, go sell something. Peace.